Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, hello, friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, the day before Thanksgiving. And, of course, deepest sympathies to the family and friends of the city worker killed in the snow removal efforts in Buffalo. Just a terrible, terrible story. And getting back to the snowstorm that we had, many of you in the very hard-hit areas where the snow band decided to hang out for a while, you have issues with snow on your roof. And whenever I think about roofing, I think of my friend, otherwise known as the Man in Black, Dan Rott with William C. Rott and Son. And Dan, thank you very much for joining us. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it. I have bought some other colors, suits now, though.
Well, that was following the conversation I had with your dad, I believe.
Exactly.
But I just for the record, Dan, no matter how many suits you buy, and I know this from personal experience, you're not going to be able to keep up with Booker. I don't think I've ever seen him wear the same suit twice.
Oh, no. I love his suits. I wish I could afford those suits. I don't know how he affords so many interesting looking suits.
Well, I buy them for him.
Yes.
Anyway, Dan Rott, first of all, just out of curiosity, have you guys and have others in the roofing industry locally been receiving a lot of phone calls from people with some severe problems after the heavy and wet and voluminous snow that came down?
We actually have... I don't know of any collapses. We obviously are having a lot of leaks every time we get a lot of snow. The thing my one girl told me is we're getting a lot of gutters falling off. And the thing with the gutters is a lot of times it's not just the gutters. It'll take off the fascia board, the trim, things like that. And matter of fact, I've met several customers that had their car totaled in the driveway with a gutter coming down.
Oh, good Lord. And for those who may not be mechanically inclined, why are the gutters and the fascia boards so susceptible to this kind of heavy snow?
Well, the last storm, I don't know the stats on this storm. The storm before, they had, I think in 2014, the weight was like 6 pounds a cubic foot, which doesn't necessarily seem a lot until you add it up. That, like 5 feet on an average roof, weighs like 35 ton, and most of the roofs were actually only designed to handle about 30 ton, and that's at 5 feet, not 6 or 7. The other problem is the old days, most of the houses, they were built with 1x6 fascia board, and they had 8-penny nails, and they've been up there for 50 years rusting. And then the other thing in the old days, we used spike and furrows. And most guys don't hit the rafters, so, you know, it pulls the fascia board off and takes everything with it.
Wow. Dan Rott is with us from William C. Rott & Son, talking a little bit about roofing to start off today's program. The calls that you have received, have they been in the areas that we've been mentioning, have been the high snow areas such as Orchard Park and Hamburg, South Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, and Marilla, Wales, Elma? And I'm sorry if I'm leaving out your town, but has it pretty much followed the pattern of the snow?
It is definitely heavier in those areas, but even a foot of snow, if the roof is susceptible, will leak. I just did get a call today from a customer very likable guy down in Angola. He had in 2014, I think he had 14 feet of snow, and we used 15 feet of really high-end ice shield on the thing. And, you know, this stuff has a failure rate of zero.
Hmm.
And so this, he had extra snow, went beyond the 15 feet. Up the roof, I mean, you know. And the ice weighs 90 pounds a cubic foot. So, you know, one gutter can weigh 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 pounds of ice, you know, if it gets up the roof far enough, you know.
Good heavens. That's amazing. And the calls that you've received have followed that belt and band of snow that so many people are familiar with by now because they're still digging out.
Yeah, yeah. They're telling me that we haven't got as many calls as the last storm. I don't know. The one thing that might be a factor in this is the temperature rising above freezing. So the stuff starts to melt. Where the biggest problem happens, actually, is where the temperature is just below freezing, but the house heat melts the snow and it goes down the edges. And as I think in, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, you were talking about the down further, the snow weight is heavier, the damper it gets, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you put the heavy weight... and keep it up there. So if the temperature is below 30, but the house is melting it, then it builds up and backs up. And that's where we can get hundreds and hundreds of calls. And we, you know, well, even now, we need 5-10 more guys now. But of course, we've needed them for months.
Yeah, you and everybody else. No poaching employees, Dan. Dan Rott is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. What he's talking about, meteorologist Andy Parker actually showed this on his social media accounts, but the surface snow was kind of light and fluffy snow. The stuff in the middle was more of the snowball packing snow, and the stuff at the bottom was more of a slush because of the temperature of the ground, because not that long ago, we were at 80 degrees in western New York, and then the snow came down. So you took, basically, we had so much snow that it was possible for Andy Parker to demonstrate the different types of snow that you had in your driveway during this one particular storm. Dan, I know that you're not like a safety guy in terms of the general public, but do you have any personal thoughts on people getting up on their own roofs to take care of the snow?
Yeah, I do. I always advise people not to do it. You know, I did roofing full time for 7 years, and I fell off of a lot of roofs.
That explains a lot, Dan. That's what I'm just saying.
Well, I woke up in an ambulance, and they said I was okay because I landed on my head, and I have a thick skull.
I'm not touching that. No, I'm not even going near that one.
No, actually, we send our guys out in twos because it's extremely dangerous. You know, it's so easy to slide off the roof. The other thing, we did a lady out in Hamburg last storm. Our guys were all buried, and her ceiling was starting to crack, and her husband was disabled. So we drove out there right after the driving ban. We barely made it, and climb on the roof. It's, you know, basically, you know, 5 feet high. And we shoveled for 2 hours. Then I slid off the roof. The pile of snow that we got off was 10 feet high. And my immediate fear was suffocation in the snow pile that I just shoveled. So, yeah, no, I definitely don't recommend. It's not worth the risk, you know.
No, leave it to the professionals if you can find somebody who will come out and do that.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. We unfortunately, well, I'm sure everybody has shortages in labor, and ours is pretty severe this year. You know, roofing's really hard work, so it's tough to get to. We got to pay crazy money nowadays just to get the guys to work.
Dan Rott is with us, William C. Rott and Son. Let me just ask you a really stupid question, but
not
I'm
kind
of, yeah, I'm known for that. You can, but what causes a roof to leak? What are the big causes of leaking roofs?
Well, basically what it is the house heat goes through the insulation and warms up the attic's, the roof surface, then goes and down to the bottom where if it's below freezing, then it'll freeze. But if it's, as I mentioned, the temperature below freezing outside, and it keeps melting and melting and building that ice hunk. And then I don't know if you asked, the solutions on that basically are more insulation and more overhang ventilation, more roof ventilation, ridge vents. But there's a lot of problems with a lot of houses that have like slanted cathedral ceilings, especially old Cape Cods, where you can't insulate, ventilate properly.
Well, look, roofing, and we've talked about this for many, many years. Roofing is something that I don't think should ever be scrimped upon if you are a homeowner, especially if you plan on being there for a while. That is so important to the overall integrity of your home. Dan, how can people who aren't roofing experts know when their roof is about to collapse? Are there warning signs, or does it happen all at once?
Well, one of the things that we saw a lot in the last storm, we had some collapses, but what we ran into mostly actually was rafters cracked. And as you may know, the standard old code until 2003 for New York State was 2x6 rafters. But what would happen is a lot of times there would be a knot in the wood, you know, at the edge or in the middle or something like that. And at the knot point, the wood left was only like 4 inches, so at the knot it would crack. So we had guys, especially some savvy customers, because we have a lot of savvy customers, and they you know, they got the insurance company to pay for replacement. The problem is that, you know, believe it or not, the new houses today are built much, much stronger than almost anything in the old days. There are 2x10 and 2x12 rafters. So taking a look up in your attic is obviously not a bad idea, you know. And the steeper the roof, the less problems. The lower the slope, the more problems. So in a situation, you know, you might want to keep, you know, if it's really loaded up in those 6-7 feet areas, maybe even 5 feet, move out of a big, giant open room into smaller rooms, you know?
Mm-hmm. Does it, do people get warning, though, or they're, like, the sound of creaking boards or the sound of cracking before things go?
I have heard a little bit of that, but I actually have not been involved in, you know, I actually can only remember two or three collapses, you know? And generally, you know, a lot of these things, they don't completely come down all the way. I haven't been involved with too many situations where it just completely caved in the whole house or anything like that. It'll usually be, you know, an overhang or a garage or a shed or, you know, some small part rather than the whole house.
Gotcha. And I haven't heard any reports of this during this storm, but then you've got the snow that will pile up in a tree that is old and ready to go anyway, and the weight of the snow brings the tree down right on top of the roof. Obviously, there's no missing that when that happens.
Oh yeah. I have had a bunch of those. As a matter of fact, I got one right now. An older gentleman, and the tree basically came through his living room roof, and the insurance company's given this guy a really hard time, and I'm, you know,
why
grappling with.
I mean, why we pay homeowners insurance? Why would they possibly be giving this guy a hard time?
Yeah, especially at his age. You know, the insurance companies are completely different. Although in this case, FEMA will help out much more, you know, and then there's different levels of insurance. You know, there's, you know, a lot of people in the old days, I used to buy the cheapest insurance, and needless to say, now at my age, I don't, just like not buying the cheapest roof, because obviously, you know, something that important to buy cheap and necessary is not too smart.
No, but, absolutely not. Keep going. You're going to say something.
You know, it's not like the old days. The old days, you know, you put in many claims as you want. You know, you'd pay $100 deductible. Nowadays, you know, most people are $1,000 deductible, and the insurance companies, basically, it's not uncommon for them to pay half the bill. Or what they do is they have these national manuals. They all have them, computer manuals, and they pay based on the cheapest contractor out there. So what, you know, my homeowners will do is they'll realize the reality of today's world with the insurance company, and they'll take the money the insurance company gets, and then they'll put in the difference because they don't want a garbage roof put back on, you know, even if the insurance company won't pay for all of it.
Dan, is there anything that you want to say, given your many years of building roofing and being involved in the roofing business? Anything that I didn't specifically ask you that you think it's important to get out there in terms of information?
Well, you know, one of the things that I saw in the last storm was you could look around the neighborhood, and if we get a lot of snow and ice back up, and you look at your neighbor's houses, the one year I noticed every other house had icicles to the ground, and then every other house had 2-3 foot icicles. It was like, so you could tell the houses that were poorly insulated and poorly ventilated by the size of the icicles. So so you could dramatically reduce the stress because the ice on the edges is, you know, we have like very few collapses, but we, you know, it's nothing to have 50 gutters come down in one of these storms and take roof edges, gutters, fascia board, all the trim and all that stuff can get expensive. So, you know, that's one thing. You take a look in your attic, you take in the bad storms, take a look at the snow and ice on your house and your neighbors, and, you know, see if you're one of those people that have a lot of extra ice forming, and then pursue, you know, more insulation, the proper insulation, because everything you do, there's, even today, you know, there's a lot of well-meaning people doing things wrong.
Unfortunately, Dan, I know that you guys are really busy, and I know, like everybody else, you have a staffing crunch. Do you want to give out the phone number for William C. Rott and Son? If you do, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that very much, Tom. Yes, 694-8220. Yeah, we've been doing $2,000-$3,000 staged signing bonuses for quite a while, and we still have a lot of people, but you know, we do a pretty healthy volume, so you know, we definitely need more. So as you say, 716-694-8220, and should I do it the third time like you?
No, I'll put it on Facebook, but you can do it a third time like I do. Go ahead, I can take it. I'm a big boy.
Well, you're a pro at marketing, and honestly, your endorsement's one of the best.
694-8220. I beat you to it. 694-8220. Now, is that's a number people can call not just for help, but also to apply for a job?
Exactly.
Well, Dan Rott, I thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and the next shot is on me.
I highly appreciate your asking me, Tom.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Dan Rott from William C. Rott & Son. The phone number again is obviously area code 716-694-8220. 694-8220. And tell you, they did my roof back in 03 or 04, and it looks as good as it did the day they put it on and finished it. It's amazing. Anyway, 227 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I hope that answered some of your questions. It is Bowerly for Rosex Vacuums.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.